Hello, friends. There's lots of interesting things coming up in the Stoic Coffee community, so make sure that you sign up for my newsletter on my website at stoic.coffee. You can also follow me on Twitter at stoiccoffee and on Instagram at stoic.coffee, and you can find my LinkedIn page by searching for Stoic Coffee Break on LinkedIn. Now, I also wanted to let you know that I'm starting a mastermind for tech entrepreneurs as the world of tech is accelerating, and I've had people reaching out to me for a group grounded in Stoic principles. I'll be your facilitator as we tackle some of the big questions in tech using the tools of Stoicism. I have a few spots left for senior tech entrepreneurs and decision makers to join me for a one-hour bi-weekly session. I'll be interviewing candidates to form a tight group for the first cohort of five people, plus myself. Now, if you're interested in joining this, please reach out to me at masterminds@stoic.coffee. Now, again, that's masterminds@stoic.coffee. Thanks again, and thank you so much for listening to the podcast, and I appreciate your support. Hello, friends, and welcome to Stoic Meditations. Today's episode, Accept the Inevitable. If we try to adapt our mind to the regular sequence of changes and accept the inevitable with good grace, our life will proceed quite smoothly and harmoniously. Epictetus. Do you accept the inevitability of the events of your life? When things happen in your life that you aren't happy about, do you complain and fight against them? Or do you do your best to roll with what happens? I think one of the hardest lessons that we have to learn in this life is that as much as we may not like it, we're really not in control of most of the things that happen to us. Every day when you get up in the morning and head to work, it could be your last day on the planet. Or it may be the day that you meet your new best friend. You honestly have no idea. And when we recognize that life is going to happen to us, whether we like it or not, we can learn to let go of trying to control all the things that happen to us. When I was growing up, I hated roller coasters. That feeling of being out of control was really hard for me to take. And I would often sit on the side, waiting for my friends to finish riding. Then I had a friend who talked about how she used to hate roller coasters and taught herself to stop resisting the feeling of falling and learned to just lean into it instead. And while it was still scary, it was also very exciting. With my newfound outlook, I decided that I would do the same the next time I had a chance to ride a roller coaster. It was still a struggle, but as I reached the top, I decided to lean into the drop. And I did find that while it was still scary, it was also much more exciting and not nearly as terrifying as when I used to try and fight against the falling. And I think that life is very much the same. When we try to control the things that we can't, it's not only futile, but it can be terrifying as well as we realize how little control we have. And if we can learn to accept the things that happen and learn to ride it out, it still might be scary, but it can also be much more exciting, and we may have more fun as we ride the ups and downs of life. And that's Stoic Meditations for today. Have a great day.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.